Let's turn our attention to the weather forecast. Mike Tenura is here. Good afternoon to you. Mike, how are things in Chicago today?
A little rainy, but overall doing pretty well. How about yourself?
Well, gray skies, rainy, a little thunder, although it's not been too bad yet. What do you think this rainfall will look like across the Midwest? How much, how often, and when will it dry out?
Well, the big thunderstorm cluster develops later on today and tonight. That will form in southeastern Iowa and then move to the east. And we think it's going to bring some heavy rainfall to the northwest third to half of Illinois and then stretching into parts of Indiana and Michigan. So a pretty big rainmaker is on the way. 1 to 2 inches, with even 3 inches, will fall when this cluster forms. And that's on top of the rain that we already saw over the last 12 hours. So parts of Illinois are going to be pretty wet by the time we get into tomorrow morning. Now, we still have more rain to deal with after that. Another system will linger off to the west. That'll move through over the course of Saturday and into Sunday. So more or less waves of rain and thunderstorms across much of the Corn Belt all the way through Sunday, and then we'll start to dry out.
You say heavy rainfall. Is it heavy in a very, very short period of time? That makes a big difference, whether it's just the amount of rainfall or just how quickly it comes.
Well, the big thing to watch out for is pretty much tonight. Once we get beyond tonight, the rain that happens on Friday and Saturday and even into Sunday will be of the lighter variety. But what's happening tonight is we can see that an upper-level system is located off to the west. It's moving to the east at the moment. And the rain that we saw earlier today is now exiting. We're starting to see some peaks of sunshine out in parts of Missouri and Iowa, and that's destabilizing the atmosphere. Once we get to sunset tonight, we'll see the low-level jet stream kick into Illinois. And that's where winds about a half of a mile to maybe a mile up flow very quickly from south to north. But eventually those winds have nowhere to go. And when that happens, it causes the air to essentially pile up like a car crash. If you think of a number of cars hitting each other one after another after another, eventually the cars would pile up. Well, the air does the same thing in the low-level jet stream scenario. And that air is going to pile up over the northern third half of Illinois. And that's where we'll start to see these storms really blossom into a heavy cluster. So 1, 2, 3 inches of rain over maybe a 6 to 8 hour period of time, and then things will dry out tomorrow morning.
It's been warmer. Is it going to stay that way?
Well, it is going to stay mild, at least in the near term, with temperatures a little more seasonable like we have today, even though today is not exactly the warmest of days we've ever seen. The only thing is that once the main system finally exits the region on Saturday and Sunday, we'll see a cool spell for a couple of days. So highs will only be in the 60s on Sunday or Monday, and then maybe even on Tuesday. After that, an upper-level system that's kind of keeping things a little bit cool finally moves on to the east, and that will allow temperatures to turn a lot warmer. Now, we're talking about Illinois and points to the east. Everybody to the west of Illinois will start to see a pretty big warm-up on Monday and Tuesday next week when temperatures will start popping into the 70s and 80s with regularity. So we are going to start seeing a much warmer pattern. It's just going to take a little bit between now and then from Illinois and east.
Does it dry out in that same process?
Well, it certainly will. Once this big system finally gets out of here this weekend, things will be a lot drier on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and then lasting all the way into next weekend. So no matter how much rain we see over the next 3 to 4 days, it does look quite a bit drier for at least 5 to 7 days. So things will be looking quite a bit better, say, a week from today, maybe next Friday or Saturday.
Anything else that we should discuss before I let you go?
The only thing we're monitoring is what's been happening in the European Union. It's been real dry there for a while. We've been talking about that. We did see some decent rainfall earlier in the week, and that's taken some of the pressure off of the wheat crop, especially in France. But if you look at it over the last 60 days, there's still a widespread area of dryness across a big chunk of the wheat belt in the European Union, and it looks to stay fairly dry for at least 10 more days. So this story is not completely over because we need more rain, especially in Germany, Poland, the United Kingdom, and maybe parts of France. As we move on to the east, though, Ukraine is looking pretty good from a lot of rain and more rain coming up. Even Romania, which is another key exporter, turned wetter recently and some more rain is on the way. And also Russia, the northern half of the wheat belt, saw some decent rainfall and more rain is on the way. And that will take at least some of the pressure off of the concerns in Russia as we move forward.
Hey, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Talk to you next week.
We'll talk with you again next week. Absolutely. That is Mike Tenura. He's with T-Storm Weather in Chicago.